好，请弟兄姊妹，我们来读几处圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's first read a few passages in the Bible.
第一处在新约约翰福音十二章。
The first is in New Testament, the Gospel according to John, chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章二十五节、二十六节。
Verses 25 and 26.
翻到以后读给弟兄姊妹听。
After you find a place, I'll read them to you.
爱惜自己生命的就失丧生命，在这世上恨恶自己生命的就要保守生命到永生。二十五节。
The Gospel according to John, chapter 12, verse 25.He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. We now read it in Chinese.
二十六节前半句，他说：若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。若有人服侍我。就当跟从我。
The first half of verse 26. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. If anyone serves me, let him follow me.
路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter 9, please.
路加福音第九章二十三节。
Verse
23. 刚刚读到一样福音来说，主说若有人要服侍我，就当跟从我。
We just read in the Gospel according to John that if anyone wants to serve me, let him follow me.
路加福音在这里告诉我们说，那么怎么样来跟从主呢？
And then from Luke 9, we will see how we should follow the Lord.
二十三节，耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Then he said to them all, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow me.
就是要跟从主的人就要天天舍己，天天背起他十字架来跟从主。
Therefore, he who wants to serve the Lord, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow the Lord.
那再来读哥林多前书第四章。
First Corinthians chapter 4.
更多前书第四章第一节第二节。
Chapter 4, verses 1 and 2.
人应当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘事的管家，所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful.
我们再翻到旧约出埃及记四十章。
Old Testament, Exodus chapter 40.
出埃及记四十章十六节。
Exodus 40, verse 16.
摩西这样行都是照耶和华所吩咐他的。
Thus Moses did according to all the Lord had commanded him, so he did.
照耶和华所吩咐他的这句话在出埃及记四十章出现八次。
According to all that the Lord had commanded him, the same phrase appears eight times in chapter 40 of Exodus.
就是当摩西在那里神吩咐他把会幕立起来的时候，吩咐他怎样把那各种造好的器具摆在该摆的地位上位置上。
Here the Lord told him, according to the Lord's commands, Moses should set up the tabernacle, and according to the Lord's commands, to put every furnishings in the proper place.
摩西都醒了，他怎么样醒呢？都是照耶和华所吩咐他的去醒。
And Moses did it all. How did he do it? According to the Lord's commandment.
最后再看希伯来书第三章。
Lastly, we will read Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3.
第二节。
verse 2.
我说第二节后半段后半句。
Maybe we just start from the last part of verse 2.
说如同摩西在神的全家尽忠一样，讲到摩西在神的全家尽忠。
As Moses also was faithful in all his house. Here we read, Moses was faithful in all God's house.
第五节,
Verse 5.
摩西为仆人在神的全家承揽尽忠，为要证明将来必传说的事。
And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which would be spoken afterward.
在这两次提到摩西在神的家全然尽忠。Twice
here, the Bible mentions that Moses was faithful in all God's house.
好，读经读到这里，请我们低头有人祷告。We
now pause here from our scripture reading. Shall we please bow our heads and have a word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你，在你复活早晨，我们能够一同聚在你面前。Lord,
we thank you for on this resurrection day that once again we are gathered in your presence.
每次我们一同聚在你跟前的时候，我们只有颗心，我们愿来寻求你的面。Every
time when we come together before you, we just have this one desire, with this heart that we want to seek your face.
我们愿意一同来明白你的心意。We
want to come together to understand your heart.
好，叫我们知道如何在地上来生活，来跟随，来服侍你。So
that we will know how to conduct ourselves on earth to follow you, to serve you.
但世人怜悯的神，你早晨真是来怜悯我们每一个人。May
the God of mercy and grace show your compassion to each one of us.
好，叫你的话真是能够像光照亮在我们里面。So
that your word will be like the light shining into our hearts.
好，像我们越过越能够体会你的心意，知道如何在地上忠心地服侍你，来跟从你。
So more and more we will go after your heart so we'll know how to faithfully follow you.
好像在地上所行的一切都能够满足你的心意。
And that everything we do on earth will be pleasing to your heart.
就是恩待早晨这点时间与我们同在。
May our Lord command His grace during this period of time this morning.
我们一同等候在你面前，谢谢主，这样替我们祷告。
We wait together before you, Lord. We thank you for hearing our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
今天早晨呢，仍然继续和弟兄姊妹一同来思想侍奉神这个题目。
This morning, we'll continue to meditate on the very theme as to how to serve the Lord.
我们一再提到说，神拯救我们的目的呢，是要叫我们来侍奉他。We
have mentioned time again that the purpose for God saving us is to serve Him.
所以每一个蒙恩得救的人，应该都是一个侍奉神的人。So
everyone who has been saved by His grace should be the one who serves Him.
但是当我们想到侍奉的时候，好像我们头一个观念总是说要做一些事情。
But when we think of serving, the first notion that comes into our mind is that we have to do something.
以为执行一些所谓宗教事情就是一个侍奉神。
As though if we perform some religious duties, that is serving God.
但是当我们回到神的话语里面，我们可以看见侍奉神的意义比做一些事情大多了。
But as we come back to the Word of God, we know serving God is far greater than doing certain things.
保罗在罗马书第十二章那里告诉我们说，将自己当作活祭献给神，那是侍奉。
Paul in Romans 12 says that present your bodies as a living sacrifice, that is to serve.
因为这是圣洁，是神所喜悦的。Holy,
pleasing to God.
所以我们看见奉献乃是一个侍奉神。
Therefore, we know that to serve God is to consecrate yourself to Him.
乃是自己把它当作一个祭物，活的祭物放在祭坛上。
Make yourself this living sacrifice and put it on the altar.
这个祭物就一直活在神面前。
And this sacrifice continues to live before Him.
所以让我们看见侍奉神基本的意义乃是说一个人活在神面前。
So the very fundamental meaning of serving God is to live in His presence.
一个人活在神面前，乃是说他为神而活。
He who lives in His presence is the one who lives for God.
所以侍奉神基本的意义乃是一个人是在愿意为神而活的这个侍奉。
The very basic meaning of serving God is to live for Him. This is our basic service.
当一个人一生活在神面前的时候，他才有真正外面许多事物上的服侍。
Only when a person lives all his life before God, then it's possible to have a external services before him. And only in such a way that the true service has true meaning. So we mentioned also how then we shall serve God.
因为神是你, 所以我们也需要在你的里面才能侍奉神。
Since God is spirit, so we need to serve him in spirit.
你的侍奉呢是说到一个里面真实的情形。
And your service simply speaks of the true internal conditions of yours.
因为保罗告诉我们说, 外面做了不算, 只有里面做了才是。
As Paul says, the external activities really don't count. It is that which is done inside of you that counts.
因为在乎灵, 不在乎仪文。
Depends on the spirit, not on the letters.
不在乎你外面做了哪些, 是在乎你的灵, 是那个实际。
It really doesn't matter how externally, how many things you have done. It all depends on the inside, the true condition of your spirituality. So on the one hand, we need to serve God with holiness and righteousness. Because holiness and righteousness are God's attributes, His very character. Only when a person has this same divine essence of his character, can he serve God? As to man by nature, we are corrupt. We cannot draw near to him, not to mention to serve him. However, after we have been saved by his grace, according to Paul, that we have cast away the old man and put on new man. And this new man is created according to the image of God.
有圣洁有公义的人意。
In true righteousness and holiness.
就是说我们在这个基督新造的生命里面我们来侍奉神。
That's to say that we serve God in the new life of Christ.
所以这件事情在旧约祭司的侍奉里面神已经在那预表出来。
This same matter has already been typified in Old Testament as to the priest's service.
祭司他们要侍奉的时候他们必须穿上那个圣袍那个圣衣。
When priests are about to serve God, they have to first put on the holy garment. Then they could enter into the tavern, the sanctuary to serve God.
所以我们看见当我们今天要侍奉神的时候我们也需要穿上这个圣袍。
So likewise, today as we come to serve God, first we have to put on this holy garment.
就是那个新衣,就是主耶稣基督自己。
That is the new garment that is Christ Himself.
So, 只有一个人真正在基督这个新生命里面，他才能真正侍奉到神。
Only when a person is in the new life of Christ could he possibly serve God. Therefore, we see that serving God is such a serious matter. It's also a very holy matter. And today, through serving Him, we could be related to this Most High God, the very creator of the universe. And through serving Him, we are being brought into this heavenly realm. So we know servicing God is such a glorious matter. So brothers and sisters, let's cherish this precious grace that God has given to us. Because today's earthly service would affect how we serve God in the age to come. The very last book of the Old Testament, Malachi. In which we see that the children of Israel went into the most desolate, darkest period of the
history.
And people there were saying, it is vain to serve God. However, the Lord answered them in such a way, it is not futile to serve God. The time has come. Not only would God separate the wicked from the righteous, but also He will discern between the one who serves God from the one who doesn't. So brothers and sisters, one day the Lord will come and He will separate those who serve God from those who don't.
那一般侍奉神的人,
And to those who serve Him, God will reward them.
那些不侍奉神的人,
And those who don't serve God will suffer great loss.
那我们将来怎么样在神面前能够得到神的称许呢？乃是根据我们今天在地上的侍奉。So
how could we be praised by God? That's all is according to how we serve Him today on earth.
神不仅要人来侍奉他,
Not only does God want men to serve Him,
神更是要人照着他的旨意来侍奉他,
He also wants men to serve Him according to His will.
好叫人侍奉能够满足他的心,
So that man's serving would satisfy his heart.
因为这个缘故,
For this very reason, God would set up demands upon those who want to serve Him.
就是因为来说,
On the one hand, everyone who has been saved by His grace is entitled to serve Him. And everyone is qualified, is able to come to serve Him.
所以是非常简单的, 没有什么条件, 没有什么要求。
It is very simple. Without any conditions, any other demands.
只要得救以后就可以来侍奉神。
As long as you have been saved by His grace, you can come to serve Him.
但是另外一方面，我们看见侍奉神也不是那么简单的事。
On the other hand, we also see serving God isn't that an easy matter.
除非人照着神的心意，这样侍奉神。
Unless man serves God according to His purpose.
这样侍奉在神面前才能够得到神的称许。
Otherwise, the man will not be praised by God.
所以当耶稣亚到他快要离开这个世界临终之前,
So Joshua, at the time he was about to leave the world, when he was about
to die,
there he said this to all the Israelites,
你们要拣选侍奉耶和华神的, 还是要侍奉你们原先所侍奉的那些外邦神?
Do you want to choose to serve the Lord God or the gods of the Gentiles when you first serve?
那些以色列百姓在回答说, 我们必要侍奉耶和华神, 因为他是我们的神。
All the Israelites answered, saying, We want to serve the Lord God. He is our God.
耶稣亚怎么回答他们呢?
Now how did Joshua reply?
当以色列百姓这样回答耶稣亚说, 耶稣亚应该是非常高兴说, 感谢神, 你们有这样心意来侍奉神, 非常好。
When Israelites replied Joshua in such a way, shouldn't Joshua be very happy and say, Praise the Lord, you all have this heart to serve Him.
但是耶稣亚当然反而对他们说,
Instead, Joshua said this to them,
你们不能侍奉耶和华神,
You cannot serve the Lord God.
因为
Because God is holy.
那表明说你们是不圣洁,
Signifying that you are not holy, so you cannot serve Him. You have to remove all the idols in your midst. So on the one hand, it seems that everybody can come to serve God.
另外一方面我们可以看见,
And on the other hand, to serve God, then you have to meet the certain requirements God has set upon us.
我们在地上做事, 你只要有好的学历，你只要好的经历。
We know as we work in this world, as long as you have good education, you have a very good diploma,
你就可以做那件事情。
Then you're able to do that thing.
你去interview的时候, 那个老板他不会问你的私生活怎么样。
When you go to go for an interview, your boss would never ask you personal affairs.
他也不会问你的个性怎么样，你的喜好是什么。
Nor would he ask about your likings, your characters.
他若是问这些话，他可能是违反了法律。
Should he ask things like this, maybe he is against the law to do so.
你只要有能力能够做他所要给你做的事情，你就可以来做。
As long as you're capable to do the things he wants you to do, you're qualified to do it.
但是侍奉神却不是这样。
It's not so to serve God.
侍奉神乃是神要看你我们这个人是怎样种人。
Serving God is in which God wants to see who you are.
神为了叫我们能够有一个好的侍奉，能够照他心意来侍奉。
For us to have a good service according to God's will,
所以神在这我们这些要来侍奉他人身上就有一些的条件。
God has to set up all these conditions for all those who want to serve Him.
那不是说符合这些条件以后，我们才能真正来侍奉神。
It's not saying that we have to meet all these conditions first in order to serve God.
对，当人要侍奉神，的确，我们的确要这样心愿。
But if you do want to serve God, you have to have this desire.
我们都是愿意神这些条件、这些要求，我们愿意来遵循，或是说我们愿意来体会他的心肠。
To be willing to go after the Lord's heart in obeying all the conditions He has set for you.
这样的人，神要他来侍奉。
It's a person like this that God wants to use.
所以在刚读那个约翰福音第十二章，主耶稣在那说：“人若是要侍奉我。”
Therefore, in John 12, we read that anyone who wants to serve me,
就当跟从我。
Let him follow me.
所以叫侍奉神人，主对他说：“你要来跟从我。”
So he who wants to serve God, God says, "Come, follow me."
主往哪里去，我们也就往哪里去。
Wherever the Lord goes, there we will follow.
主走怎样道路，我们要走怎样道路。
Whichever way the Lord has walked in, that we will walk.
这就是跟从主。
And this is to follow the Lord.
跟随主的脚踪。
To follow the footsteps of the Lord.
那么主在地上的时候，他是主走怎样的道路呢？
And let's consider what kind of way the Lord walked when he
was on earth. 我们知道主在地上的时候，他是走一个卑微的道路。
We know when the Lord came to the world, he walked in this very humble way.
走一个舍己的一个道路。
He walked in this way of self-denying.
走一个十字架的一个窄路。
He walked in this narrow way of the cross.
这是主所走的道路。
And this is the way our Lord walked in.So we see when the Lord Jesus came to the world, he took on the flesh, came to the earth. Philippians chapter 2, we read that he had the very form of God. But he does not consider robbery to be equal with God. But emptied himself, took on the flesh of man, to become in the likeness of man. He emptied himself. He let go of himself. He simply let go of himself.
他放下那神原来神荣耀尊贵的那一种身份。
He forsook his noble, magnificent status he once had.
他成为一个奴仆的样式来到地上。
He became in the image of a bond slave.
所以马可福音告诉我们说，人子来乃是要受，不是要受人服侍，乃是要服侍人。
Therefore, according to Mark, that the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve.
且要舍命做多人的赎价。
And gave his life as a ransom for many.
所以耶稣来到地上的时候，他谦卑他自己，他愿意成为一个奴仆的形象来服侍人。
Therefore, the Lord came to the world to humble himself and in appearance as a bond slave to serve.
我们知道当时的奴仆在社会上是一个极其卑贱。没有地什么地位的一个人。
We know a bond slave in those days were so lowly without any social status at all.
他像个产品是可以拿来做买卖的。
As though he was a merchandise to be traded with.
所以主耶稣来到地上，他就成为这样一个人。
And this is how the Lord Jesus came to the world, being a man such as this.
先知以赛亚在五十三章那里预言到这位神的仆人来到地上的时候。
And the prophet Isaiah, when he prophesied the servant of the Lord as he came to this world, he mentioned how the world treated the servant of God, how they dealt with this one who served God. Isaiah said, he was despised, he was rejected.
他多受痛苦, 他常经忧患。
He was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief.
他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看一样。
He was rejected as he wore. We also hide our faces from him.
什么叫掩面不看？掩面不看。
What does it mean to hide your face from him?
掩面不看就说这个人不值得一看。
It simply says this man is not worthy of my look at all.
一个人若是卑贱到一个地步，被人弃绝，说这个人不值一眼看他一眼。
If a person is so lowly, so rejected, to such a point that people would not even cast a look on him, then let's think what kind of person this is. And the Lord Jesus came to this world and became a man like this. Why is he endured all these unreasonable treating from man? Because he let go of himself. And he was willing to walk in this way of the cross. Because the cross especially deals with ourselves.
对付我们这福音生命的一个所在。
The cross deals where exactly our soul life abides.
所以我们看十字架就是主站在舍下他舍命的一个地方。
On the cross we see that's the place where our Lord gave his life for us.
这是主在地上所走的道路。
And this is the way that our Lord walked in.
现在他说人若是要服侍我就要跟从我。
So if anyone wants to serve me, let him follow me.
人若是要服侍我也要和主同走这样一个道路。
He who wants to serve the Lord, let him walk in the same way that our Lord treaded on.
那怎么来跟从主怎么来走这条道路呢
So how do we follow the Lord to walk in the same path?
他说就要舍己天天背起他自己的十字架跟从我。
Our Lord says, deny yourself, take up your cross daily and follow me.
所以我们看见一个要服侍神的人他必须要背起自己的十字架才能够服侍神。
So brothers and sisters, we see it here that he who wants to serve the Lord has to deny himself, take up his cross.
现在我们许多人都想服侍神也都想跟从主。
So many people today want to serve the Lord to follow after him.
但是当我们一服侍起来的时候呢
But the moment when we start servicing him,
我们的己的生命就跑出来了。
Right away, our soulish life appears.
我们看见今天地上教会服侍
As we consider all the church services on earth,
不是外面事情，你有没有能力来做的问题。
It's not a matter outwardly if you're capable of doing these.
说实在，今天教许多事物，实在我们能力足足有余。
As a matter of fact, to do all these things, our abilities simply exceed them much more.
比我们在外面做事简单的多了。
Because this church, work is much simpler than outside work. When you come to serve in the church, you don't have to go to a certain school to train first. You don't have to be trained a good skill to serve God. And to serve God, you don't have to go to a seminary either. We don't have to go to some learning institute to learn certain skills. The biggest problem to serving God is we as men ourselves.
所以主知道我们难处是什么。
And the Lord knows all our problems.
主知道我们要跟从他的时候，我们问题的所在在哪里。
And the Lord knows as we want to follow him where our problems lie.
所以主才说你人若是要服侍我，要就当跟从我，若是当跟从我，就必须要背起自己的十字架跟从我。
Therefore the Lord said, if you want to serve me, then you follow me. If you want to follow me, you deny yourself, take up your cross.
主耶稣为什么他能够服侍人
？Why the Lord could minister to people？
因为他自己卑微自己卑微。
Because he humbled himself。
他存心谦卑自己。
He became obedient。
今天为什么我们要服侍的时候，好像不是那么容易就能够服侍
？Why today as we want to serve God, it doesn't seem to be an easy task？
今天我们要认识一个人，什么地方是一个最好的场所呢？
To know a person really well, where is the best spot to
see that?
I believe the service meeting is the best
place.
Now, at a service meeting, it's the place we all come together to serve God. However, at a service meeting, that's exactly the place where you can see your true skin.
We can see the earthly church in many difficulties.能够看见人的本相的地方就是在侍奉聚会里面
So in all the earthly churches The service meeting That's the exact place where you could see the man's true nature
当我们在那交通事情的时候我们看见我们自己就跑出来了
Well we are fellowshipping on different matters Our real selves simply pop up
人在看见我们说话的口气
And there they see the way we speak Then people can actually touch upon our inner spirit. Our natural corrupt being is totally exposed. So at that meeting, it really reveals what kind of people we are. Therefore, so many brothers have told us it is through servicing God that your true skin is revealed. And also, just from the experiences of our service meetings, we really know we cannot serve Him. Actually, we are not qualified to serve Him. Because right at there, it shows that we're not people who are willing to bear the cross to deny ourselves. There, all our soulish lives are made manifest. And this is why the Lord says, if anyone wants to serve me, let him follow me.
所以说讲这句话的时候，前面他是怎么说的？
What preceded before this saying of our Lord?
讲到他自己就像一粒麦子要落在地里死了。
There the Lord said he was just like grain of wheat fall into the ground and die.
落在地里死了，人就是一粒。
Unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, then it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Then the Lord continues to say, he who loves his life, lose it. The first life is the soulish life.
然后后面讲说, 人若是在世上恨恶自己的生命，这个是我们这个魂生命，就要保守生命到永生。
Then he who hates his life, that is the soulish life, will keep this eternal life.
后面那个生命呢，懂得英文告诉我们说，那个是讲到一个属灵的生命，是神的生命。
And the life in the second part, according to the students of God, the Bible, is this is a spiritual life, eternal life.
所以人若是爱惜自己的魂生命，就会丧失那个属灵的生命。
So he who loved his soulish life will lose his spiritual life.
丧失那个神的生命。
He will lose God's life.
所以底下主耶稣说，若是有人要跟服侍我，就当跟从我。
And the Lord continues to say, he who wants to serve me, let him follow me.
主耶稣这一粒麦子落在地里，他死了他自己的魂生命。
Now the Lord Jesus, this grain of wheat falls into the ground. He forsook his own life, and what he released is the spiritual life. So, brother and sister, this is the conditions, the demand from God who to set upon those of us who want to serve him. Only when a person is willing to live in this kind of conditions will he be able to follow the Lord to serve him.
但是常常很可惜的，我们在服侍的里面，我们是在天然生命里面的服侍神。
It's quite a shame. Often when we serve God, we serve him in our natural life.
我们不是在这个圣洁公义里面的服侍神。
We do not serve him in holiness, in righteousness.
不是在这个新造的生命里面的服侍神。
Nor in this new life. To serve him.
所以这个时候为什么耶稣要对以色列百姓说，你们不能侍奉神？
And this is why Joshua said to all the Israelites, you cannot serve God.
虽然他们在那好像很有信心的，好像是很有把握说，我们必要侍奉耶和华神。
Although all the Israelites with such faith and assurance in it, we will surely serve the Lord.
好像他们心愿是非常强烈的。
Although their hearts are so fervent.
但是耶稣也说，你们不能侍奉耶和华神。
But Joshua said, you cannot serve the Lord God.
因为神是圣洁的。
For God is holy.
除非你也是圣洁的。
Unless you are holy.
除非因为你放下你自己，而且败坏的生命，才能侍奉神。
Unless you're willing to forego all of your corrupt life, then are you able to serve him?
除非一个人他愿意接受主耶稣，神是需要工作在他身上。
Unless the person is willing to accept the work of the cross on him from the Lord Jesus.
所以许多前面的弟兄告诉我们说，
So many brothers who were way before us told us this.
一个人若不让神先在他身上做工，
If a person does not let God to work first in him, then he's not able to work for God.
用什么一个人若是不愿学习背起自己的十字架来跟从主。
Brothers and sisters, if a person is not willing to take up his cross to learn to follow the Lord, he is not able to serve God.
人可以在外面做许多事物。
We could do so many external works.
但在神面前可没有多大价值。
Before God, they are meaningless.
神借着十字架就是要对付我们这个己生命。
Therefore, through this cross, God will deal with our soulish life.
这个己生命包括我们天然热心里面许多人看为好的事情。
This natural life, soulish life, includes all the zeal from us all the inner things.
我们的感情，我们的好意。
All our emotions, our goodwill.
神就是要借着许多环境要来对付我们这些。
But God, through many circumstances, will deal with us.
来改变我们，好叫我们真正能够在他面前有一个好的侍奉。
To change us so that we could have this good service before Him.
我们感谢神，神还给我们机会来服侍。
So we thank God that He still gives us this opportunity to serve Him.
神就是要借许多事情要来改变，来调整我们这个人。
That through so many things, so many circumstances, He wants to change us.
好像慢慢许多侍奉，正是从我们生命里面从你里面所带出来的。
So many of our services should simply be flowing out of our life from within our being.
许多时候我们觉得说有侍奉就好了，不需要那么多的讲究。
Many times we just say, well, servicing God is servicing God. Why do you set up so many
demands?
As long as you have this heart, this zeal, that should do.
这就是人天然的一个想法。
This is our natural thinking.
神的话很清楚告诉我们。
But God's word so distinctly tells us.
人若是要服侍他，必须要跟从主。
He who wants to serve the Lord, let him follow him.
必须要学习走主这一条道路。
Let him learn to walk in the way of the Lord.
必须要学习放下自己，谦卑自己。
Let him learn to deny himself.
这样的人才有办法跟从主。
A person like this can follow the Lord.
这样的人才有办法来服侍。
Only a person like this can serve God.
我们今天在教地上的教会，我们可以看见许多人虽然有热心。
Today, in all so many earthly churches, we see all the people with all kinds of fire.
但是为什么慢慢就不再服侍了呢？
But why is it gradually they stop serving?
就是因为在许多天然里面，他不愿意接受神在我们身上的工作。
Because in all his natural beings, he's unwilling to accept the work of God.
所以最后他服侍不下去，他走不下去，他跟不上，没办法跟从主了。
So in the end, he cannot serve anymore. He cannot keep on going. He cannot follow the Lord anymore.
最后就离开主了。
In the end, he simply leaves the Lord.
每次我们讲到侍奉的时候，我们不能不提摩西这个人。
Every time when we speak of the matter of serving God, we have to mention this figure, Moses.
因为摩西是一个侍奉神的一个榜样。
Because Moses is a very example of serving in God.
这个榜样不是说我们要效仿他做什么工作。
This is not to say that we have to imitate Moses' work.
而是说从摩西的侍奉，你有没有看见神一些叫侍奉神的应该有一些原则要来学习的。
But from Moses' service, we do identify some principles that we need to follow after.
我们知道摩西他对神实在有非常的热心。
We know that Moses was so zealous toward God.
他能够放弃埃及一切荣华富贵，那是不是一件简单的事情。
He was willing to forego all the riches, fame in Egypt, but that wasn't a simple thing.
但是他放下了。
However, he did forsake them all.
他对同胞也有非常的爱心。
And he also had such love toward his
fellow citizens. 他离开埃及王宫以后，他出去看见有一个埃及人在欺负一个希伯来人。
After he left the Egyptian palace, he went out and he saw this Egyptian taking advantage and wronging a Hebrew.
他就把一拳把那埃及人打死了。
And he killed that person with one blow of his fist.
他又看见两个希伯来人在那边争吵。
Then later he saw two Hebrews arguing.
他就当一个和事佬，盼望他们能和睦在一起。
He's trying to be a peacemaker to reconcile them.
你看这个人好不好，实在是非常好。
So, think of Moses. Isn't he a good man? Yes, indeed, he was.
但是因为他打死那埃及的事情被法老听见要杀他，就马上跑掉了。
But because he understood, he knew that the very matter that he killed in Egyptian was known to Pharaoh, he simply fled for his life.
不错，就是摩西，他愿意来服侍神，愿意来关心他的同胞们。
As far as Moses was concerned, he was zealous. He had this love toward his fellow citizens. He wanted to take care of them.
但是这样的光景，这样的情形，神是没有办法让他来服侍的。
However, Moses being in such a condition, God could not use him.
所以神必须把他摆在米甸的旷野40年。
Therefore, God had to place him in the Midian wilderness for 40 years.
在那里，在摩西身上做一个十字架改变的工作。
And there, the Lord performed this transforming work of the cross.
等到有天40年以后，神在呼召他出来的时候。
And after 40 years, one day when the Lord called him out,
神看这个人。改变了。
We see Moses having changed.
好像他热心也没有了。
As though he lost all his zeal.
好像他那个热忱也都不见了。
as he lost all his fervor.
好像这个人好像会让退缩，好像一点勇气都没有。
Actually, he seemed very weak. He seemed to be very withdrawn without faith, without confidence.
我们感谢神，这个时候他已经具备那服侍神基本的条件了。
But actually, we thank the God that at this moment he had actually amassed all the basic conditions to serve God.
他可以来服侍神，他可以带领以色列百姓。
He was able to serve God to lead all Israelites.
不是说他已经完全了。
Not to say Moses was perfect.
在后面的40年，神继续在这个人身上工作。
In the following 40 years, we see the Lord continue to work in him.
让他面临这些悖逆的百姓。
So Moses had to face all the rebellious people.
用这些百姓来 成为他十字架来对付这个人。
And God used all these rebellious people to be Moses' cross to deal with him.
但是我们感谢神，当他进到这个服侍里面，最起码在这个人身上，神好像觉得可以，这个人可以来使用的。
But we thank God that at this time, when Moses was about to enter into his service to God, it seems that he was able to be used by God at this time.
旷野40年，他愿意接受神十字架的工作。
Because in the Midian wilderness for 40 years, he was willing to accept this dealing from the cross.
所以等他正式进到服侍的工厂，在那服侍以色列百姓的时候。
So formally, when he actually entered into the field of service, he was able to serve all the people.
所以以色列百姓在抱怨、在毁谤他、在攻击他的时候，
every time when all the Israelites complained, murmured, and blasphemed. Every time he was so humble, he prostrated before God. He never defended anything for himself. It is God who spoke for Moses. There God said, Moses, my servant. There God acknowledged that Moses being the one who served him.
弟兄姊妹，这就是一个服侍神的人。Brothers
and sisters, such as a man who served God.
因为他愿意接受神在他身上的一个工作。Because
Moses was willing to accept the work that God did in him.
所以我们看见在旷野40年当中，神继续在这个人身上一再做，一再做，做到有地步。
So we see God continue to work in Moses time and again in the 40 years of the wilderness.
120岁他死了的时候，
until at the time when he died at the age of 120 years old, the Bible declared that Moses' eyes were not dim, nor was his natural vigor diminished. Not only this speaks of his natural flesh, but also it speaks of Moses' spiritual creation of his spiritual life.
当他死的时候，是神亲手为他埋葬的。When
Moses died, God himself buried him.
他得到一个最大的一个尊荣。He
received such greatest honor from God.
所以在马太福音，我们看见当主耶稣显在荣耀国度里面的时候，摩西在其中。So
we see in Matthew, when Lord Jesus appeared in the glory of the kingdom heaven, Moses was there.
神不仅叫人来为他好像做一些事情。Not
only does God want man to do certain things for him, God also wants to gain us through all these matters. And this is the greatest goal of God's purpose for us to serve him. If God just want, really wants us to do certain things for him, he himself could do it.
Right,
because everything God does, that is good. Just as in Genesis 1, when we read all the creation work of God,
神每行一件事情，总是说神看为都是好的。
When everything God did, God would say it is good.
神不需要我们这些人来帮他做一些事情。
God doesn't need us to do anything for him.
因为我们实在常常也是做不好。
Because we often make all things a mess.
但是神为什么还需要我们来服侍他呢？
Why is God still demands us to serve him?
为什么神还需要我们在外面好像有许多事物要做呢？
Why is God still demand our worldly? There are certain things to be done.
神的目的不是叫我们把那些事情做好就好了。
God's will is never for us simply to finish our work.
神乃是要让我们看见，神不过借这些事情要做在我们身上。
Instead, God wants to work in us through all this work.
这是神
And this is the main purpose for God to have us serve him.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们看见神在我们身上心意是这样高的时候
，So brothers and sisters, if you could see God's heart for us is so lofty,
我们的注意就不太会注意到外面的事情到底是怎么样，该怎么做。
Then our attention would not be merely focusing on our matter.
我们该注意的是，我们这个人对这件事情的时候，我们的态度反应应该是怎么样
？Instead, we focus on our inner attitude toward the things which we are supposed to perform.
我们在做那些事情的时候，我们的心态是怎么样
？What is our attitude as we perform all this work?
我们在做那些事情的时候，我们彼此之间的反应是怎么样
？What is our mutual response toward finishing this job?
这是神所要注意的。
And this is that which God wants to look at.
因为主的侍奉。重点不是外面的事，重点呢是我们这个人。
Because the focus of emphasis of spiritual service is not external man matters, but us.
因为最终神要成全我们这个人。
In the end, God wants to perfect us.
要对付我们这个粉的生命。
To deal with our soulish life.
什么时候我们愿意放下舍己的生命，自己的生命？
Whenever we're willing to let go our soulish life to deny it,
我们在那就得到一个属灵的生命。
There we receive the spiritual life.
我们在那就得到神的生命的供应。
There we receive the provision of God's life.
当人得到这个属灵生命供应的时候，自然而然他就有力量跟从主。
When a person receives this provision of the spiritual life, very readily he is able to follow the Lord.
他就能够继续要服侍神。
And to continue to serve Him.
什么时候我们爱惜我们自己的生命
？But whenever we cherish our own soulish life,
我们就得不到那个神的生命。
We will be cut off from the life of God.
当我们没办法得到神的生命的时候，自然而然我们就没有办法走这一条道路。
If we cannot receive the life of God, this life of God, of course we cannot walk in this.
我们就没办法跟从主。
Way of service, we cannot follow Him.
因为跟从主不是凭着我们天然生命可以走的。
Because you can never follow the Lord by your natural flesh.
因为怎么说，我们有服事的经历的话，我们都会知道。服事是很不容易的。
Brothers and sisters, if you ever have some experiences in servicing God, you know to serve God is not easy.
我们承认凭着我们自己实在没办法跟从主。
We confess by ourselves we can never follow Him.
凭着我们自己，我们都是灰心，我们都是丧志。
By ourselves, we become discouraged, we lose heart.
凭着我们自己，我们都觉得我们是何等的软弱。
By ourselves, we simply feel how weak we are.
遇到一件事情的时候，我们就不想做了。
When we encounter a certain thing, we just want to give up.
因为在那里好像不能符合我们的需要。
Because there, that the situation cannot meet my demand.
不能满足我们这个己生命的需要。
Cannot satisfy the demand from my soulish life.
当我们在要满足我们己生命的需要的时候，我们发觉没办法满足的时候。
And then when we find out that we cannot satisfy the soulish demands,
我们只要退后，我们只好冷淡下来。
We just backslide. We just become cool toward God.
所以耶稣才说，人若要跟从我，你要背起自己的十字架。
Therefore, the Lord says, anyone wants to come after me, let him take up his deny himself, take up his cross.
人在那里要舍弃他自己的生命。
There, man has to deny his soulish life.
我们在那里就得到神的生命。
And then we could receive the life of God.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是一条。长远的路
Brothers and sisters, this is such a long journey.
我们承认我们每一个人都是软弱的。
We admit that each one of us is very
weak. 每一个人都经不起环境的考验的。
We're not able to stand in the trial of circumstances.
遇到点难处，我们就灰心了，我们就退后了。
Whenever we face certain difficulty, we just become discouraged, despaired, and we simply sit back.
我们就走不动了。
We cannot move on anymore.
我认识一个连长弟兄，好多年前，二三十年前，他有一次跟我们讲。
I know of an elderly brother in the Lord, and he told us this 20-30 years ago.
非常有恩赐的一个人。
He was very gifted.
他也会讲，也会写。
He was able to speak and to write the word of God.
也会写许多诗歌。
He was even able to write so many hymns.
他说他有时候。服侍的时候遇到一些事情呢，他软到个地步，躺在床上都爬不起来。
And he told us that when he encountered some problems in services, he was so weak to such a point that he simply lay in bed. He wasn't able to get up.
这样有恩赐的人遇到一些环境的时候，他也是经不起环境考验。
See a man with such gifts when he faced the trial in all the circumstances, he could not stand it.
因为每一个人要凭他自己。他会看见这不是
Because everyone by himself has to come to this conclusion. You simply cannot continue in this way by yourself. You simply cannot follow him. Brothers and sisters, only when a person is willing to let go of himself, to humble himself, to admit that he is not worthy, to admit that we are unworthy, to admit that none of us can serve God. When a person has a mind like this, God would say, he is a man who can serve me.
只有这样的人, 他才能分从主。
Only such a man could follow the Lord.
弟兄姊妹, 这是神对我们要服侍他的人一个要求。
Brothers and sisters, this is a demand from God toward us who wants to serve him and follow him. Only when a person is willing to learn to satisfy God's heart.
弟兄姊妹, 我们才能真正进到了主。
Can we really enter into the spirituality of the, our spiritual services? And Moses is such a good example.
所以圣经三次讲到摩西他在神的家全然敬重。
Therefore the Bible three times declares that Moses was faithful in all God's house.
特别在希伯来书第三章那里讲到摩西在神的家敬重的时候呢是和神的敬道连在一起。
Especially in Hebrew 3 we read that when Moses was faithful in all his house, his faithfulness is related to the building up of God's house.
原来当摩西在那边建造会幕的时候呢,
when Moses was building this tabernacle, actually, it is God who was doing all the work in Moses.
建造到一个地步,
God has been building Moses up to such a point that God said, he is my servant, a faithful servant.
那摩西他怎么样在服事上的忠心呢?
Then how was Moses faithful in all his services?
背起自己的十字架来跟从主, 这是对着自己的。
Now take up your cross to follow the Lord, this speaks to us.
不是, 但是对着神来说呢,
but to God, it is faithfulness.
这是神对那些要服侍他跟从他的人的一个要求,
and this is the demand from God for all those who want to serve him faithfulness.
那么摩西到底怎样在神的家全然尽忠呢?
Then how did Moses become so faithful in all his God's house?
他怎样在证明将来所要传说的事呢?
How did he bear witness toward the things that would be spoken afterwards?
就是他要在那见证主耶稣基督。
That is, he bore witness of the Lord Jesus Christ.
摩西在哪些事情上来见证这位基督呢?
And in what things that did Moses testify of Jesus Christ?
就是在建造会幕这件事情上。
In the very matter of building the tabernacle.
也包括里面所有器具。
That includes all the furnishings, articles inside.
所以我们看见圣经讲到摩西的忠心呢，是说到他在建造会幕这件事情上。
So we see when the Bible mentions the faithfulness of Moses, the Bible speaks of this matter of building up the tabernacle.
对，让我们看见什么是真正忠心的人。
And we also could see what is a true faithful person.
这个真正忠心的人，不是说把事情做好了就好了。
A true faithful person is not simply doing things. Get things done well.
那是说你那件事情是根据什么来做的?
But instead, upon what did you finish your work?
不错，可能你房子盖好了。Yes,
indeed, maybe the house is built.
但是你是根据你这个计划、自己的难处、自己的意志上建造。
But is it built according to your own designs, or your own desires and your own blueprints?
虽然这个房子盖好了。
Even though the house is built,
事情做好了,
things are done.
但是在那却不能把基督所要表明出来的意义把它表明出来。
But there, you can never make manifest the very meaning of Jesus Christ that he intends to be shown.
所以摩西的忠心乃至在于他根据凡耶和华所吩咐的他都行了。
So Moses' faithfulness is simply this. He did all things according to the commands of the Lord. And we see this is the definition of God toward Moses' faithfulness. So Moses' faithfulness is to do everything according to God's will. That the Lord had commanded. Moses did it 100%. So as the Lord commanded, then Moses did it. Maybe Moses didn't fully understand why did God commanded him to do so. However, he had this heart of fear, this heart of obedience. Since God commanded in such a way, then I just did it accordingly. So Moses did everything not according to his intelligence, his talent, and all his skills. Instead, he did everything according to the commands of the Lord. Therefore, the Lord declared, Moses, my servant, was faithful in all my house. But we also know that this faithfulness of Moses is also the final outcome of the work God has performed in him. Only one person is willing to accept the work of the cross could he possibly be faithful. There, he would not do anything according to his own desire. There, very gingerly, very carefully, he did everything according to the commands of God. He did not do things that seemed to be right in his own eyes. And to do things right in your own eyes is exactly the condition of the Israelites in the time of Judges. Everything did what's right in his own eyes. So the Bible teaches that everybody does whatever he wants to do. Because there is no king in them. They feel this is a good thing, there I just do it. And other things everybody thinks wonderful, here we do it. They do not judge things according to the perspective of God to see whether it is right. All these wonderful things in man's eyes, but what does God see it? What's God's will in that respect? Only person who has been dealt with the cross could have this mind as to what does God think about it? So he often comes before God to think about this. To consider whether this matter is from God. Whether God wants me to do it. God, you want me to do it in what way? He will never dare to do it by himself. Often he withdraws himself before God. Constantly he learns to let go of himself. Only in such a way could he ever understand the will of God. So brothers and sisters, this is the faithfulness of Moses. Moses had to understand the will of God. Then how can we understand the will of God? We have to be able to hear the command. We have to come back to the word of God to seek the will of God. This is such a basic fundamental element. Because if a person does not understand the will of God, how could he ever work for him? And if it does work, then it's all according to his own imagination, estimation, not based upon the word, thus says the Lord. So brothers and sisters, this enables us to learn one thing. That we need to learn to serve God, to be faithful. And to do so, we need to invest ourselves in studying God's Word. A person who does not study God's Word closely then will never have this faithfulness. Nor will he be able to serve Him according to His will.
好好来寻求主的话语。
So brothers and sisters, let's all learn to seek Him in His Word.
感谢神，早晨我们主承认主学开始了。
We thank the Lord that this morning we started our Sunday school.
我们看见不仅大人、青少人都有许多人来参加。
And we see both young and old, so many people attended.
我想这是神给我们一个好的开始。
And I believe God has given us this a good beginning.
我们求神给我们里面更多渴慕的心。
We also pray to God that give us even more of this desire.
叫这渴慕的心能够越来越增加。
So that this longing heart would increase more and more.
好像我们在服事的时候，实在愿意学习，凡事都遵他旨意而行。
So when we come to serve, we learn to do everything according to His will.
我们有这样心的时候，我们相信神会帮助我们。
When we have this kind of a desire, I believe God will help us.
神会带领我们在每一件服事上的确能够满足，按着他的心意在那行。
And God will lead us in servicing Him in everything satisfying to Him.
所以当摩西在那建造会幕的时候
，So when Moses built this tabernacle,
他在所做的是什么呢
？What is it Moses did?
外面是一个物质的会幕。
However, this is a material tabernacle.
但是会幕所表明的，里面所有器具所表明的，是要见证要来那个基督耶稣是谁。
But all the tabernacle with all its articles simply.Typified the Christ to come.
他是神的儿子。
Christ is the Son of God.
他为我们成就什么？
What did Christ accomplish for us?
他为我们成就神的救赎工作。
Christ accomplished God's salvation work.
所以会幕里面，摩西在所建造的每一个器具都要表明要来基督，他所做的，他所事的是怎样。
So every article inside the tabernacle will signify the work and the person of Christ.
我们看见保罗的服事也是一样。
Likewise, as we consider Paul's
work, 保罗是经验里面服事的一个榜样。
Paul is one of the examples in the New Testament as serving God.
当他在哥林多在那里教服事的时候
，as he served in the Corinthian church,
他写信给哥林多的教会。
So he wrote this epistle to the Corinthian church.
他说我不知道别的，只知道主耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
He said, I know nothing else except Christ and Him crucified.
保罗他所面对的许多群众有各种不同的人。
Paul faced all kinds of people with different kinds of backgrounds.
有犹太人，有希律人，有外邦人。
Jews, Greeks, Gentiles.
但是保罗在服事的时候，他是根据什么？他所要传递的信息是什么
？But as Paul served, what's the foundation that he based on? What is the message he wanted to preach?
他在那服事的时候，不是根据人需要。
As he served, not based upon man's needs.
我们看见在 在那个时候犹太人他们需要是什么呢
？At that time, we see what is the need of the Jews.
犹太人需要就是看神迹。
They wanted to see signs.
希律人他们需要是什么
？What about Greek? What do they want?
希律人需要他们要听智慧的言语。
They sought after the word of wisdom.
但是保罗他说我什么都不知道。
But Paul said I knew nothing else.
虽然保罗他也行了许多神迹奇事。
Although Paul did do a many miraculous works.
虽然保罗在那边讲了许多智慧的言语。
And there Paul spoke words of wisdom also.
但是他知道他所传的是耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
But Paul knew this.His message is simply Christ and Him crucified.
他不是要满足当时各种不同的需要。
He did not try to satisfy all various demands.
他乃是照着神的心意在那里来服侍神。
But according to God's will, he served God.
当他在那里照着神心意服侍的时候，人需要似乎在那里得到解决。
And when he served God according to God's will, then man's demands needs seem to be satisfied.
人在那看见原来神迹不是他真正的需要。
And people would understand that.It's not signs that people need.
人看见主耶稣基督才是他真正的需要。
People would see that Jesus Christ is what they need.
因为主耶稣基督是最大的一个神迹。
Because Jesus Christ is the greatest sign.
他从死里复活。
He was raised from the dead.
他胜过死亡的权柄。
He overcame the power of death.
他败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
And he corrupted the one who had the power of death.
你心中啊，没有一个你进到死亡里面又出来了。
Home and abroad, before and now, nobody ever came out from the dead. Only Jesus Christ did.
主耶稣说，这是在这个邪恶时代里面要人所看的一个神迹。
And the Lord Jesus says, this is the miracle, the sign that He wanted people to see in this perverse and crooked generation.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见当主耶稣在那显出来的时候，也就满足犹太人需要。
So brothers and sisters, we see only when Christ revealed Himself, then all the needs of the Jews would be satisfied. Of course, Lord Jesus is also the expression of the wisdom of God. When people come before Him to study His Word, then people would see that here, this is the way of everlasting life. Here, we have the wisdom unto salvation. So, brothers and sisters, what is the service of the church? What is the responsibility that God has entrusted to us? That is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Only Lord Jesus Christ can solve all our problems in life. Only when He has accomplished all the redemptive work that could He satisfy all our needs. Brothers and sisters, only when we learn to do everything according to His word, when we learn to commit ourselves to the Lord's hand, then when we serve Him as we follow Him, well, we are willing to deny ourselves, to take up our cross daily to follow after Him, then God is able to work in us. Then God is able to transform us gradually. Step by step, He's forming us into a man of faithfulness. And there, we will learn to do everything according to His will. In everything, we will learn to do it in His will.
用什么这样服侍呢?
Brothers and sisters, only service like this is the one that God requires. Only such a service would please God. So, brothers and sisters, we really ask God to be gracious to us.
按着服侍来说,
I just mentioned that in terms of service, everybody is entitled to. Because this is a free grace given to us.
但是另外一方面我们可以看见,
but from another perspective, we also see to serve.
不是只有到了神的要求, 去服侍才能真正能够讨神的欢喜。
To serve God according to His demand, His will, can only in such a way be satisfactory, pleasing to Him.
这样服侍神才能够称许。
Only such a service like this is praiseworthy.
这样服侍神才能说这是我的仆人。
Only when you serve in such a way, the Lord will declare, this is my servant. So, brothers and sisters, may the Lord command His grace to all of us. So we all learn to serve Him. None of us is able to serve Him right after we're saved. We have to learn to serve Him all throughout all our lives. So people would tell us, once we are saved by God's grace, we actually enter this school of Christ. And once you enter it, there is no time for graduation.
在外面读书总有四年、五年，再拖久一点，要七八年，也要总要是总要毕业的。
If you study in a college, in a school, maybe it takes 4 or 5 years, even though it's pretty long, 7 or 8 years, eventually you graduate.
你遇到不好的教授，他最后也是还是叫你赶快走路。
Even you come across a really bad professor, but in the end, he would let you go.
但是在基督学校里面是没有毕业的那一天。
But in the school of Christ, there is no day of graduation.
我们每一个人都一直在学习。
Every one of us is constantly learning. Learning to how to serve God. Learning how to take up our cross to serve our Lord. Learning how to understand the will of God and to work according to His will.
好像我们今天在地上短暂的年日里面，服侍的年日里面。
So that in such transient short days of service of ours,
到那天的时候能够得到主耶稣基督的称许。
After all these days, on that day, we will be praised by our Lord Jesus Christ.
用什么这样我们的服侍就没有突然。
So brothers and sisters, only we serve in such a way, our services will never be futile.
不仅叫神的旨意能够成全。
Not only is God's will be done, But God is also will be able to perfect His work in us who are willing to follow, to serve Him.
用什么, 这是真正服事的意义。
Brother and sister, this is the true meaning of servicing. May God be gracious to us all. Brother, would you please say the closing prayer?
Let's bow
our heads for a word of prayer.
我们感谢主,
Lord, we thank you for the words which you've spoken to us.
教导我们, 如何来,
to teach us how to serve you.
告诉我们,
for teaching us how to deny ourselves and taking up our cross to follow you.
知道如何我们服事来
so that when we serve, we may serve with our full hearts. We pray that you continue to place your words in our hearts.
让我们在这里能够, 不断地学习,
so that we can continue to learn how to serve you.
借着这样服事, 主来改变我们这个人能够磨成他儿子的形象。
Through this service, may you continue to mold us into your Son.
在永世里面能够得着, 主的, 称许。
And through this service, may you help us to continue to mature.
我们就, 感谢, 主对我们说的话。
We thank you, Lord, for speaking your words to us.
感谢, 祷告奉, 耶稣有圣名。
We thank you and pray in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 现在请大家看一下手上的周报。
Now, can we open up our bulletins?
左边的各项服事,请大家自己看一下。
On the left-hand side are various duties. Please look them over among yourselves.
在右边的报告事项,今天午餐后有 教会的福音祷告聚会。
On the right-hand side, after the gospel, after lunch, there will be a gospel prayer meeting. You're all welcome to attend.
成人主日学已经从这个主日开始了。